You're listening to Daybreak in Fort St. John at 88.3 FM. It's often said that people should write about what they know. That's advice that Caroline Woodward has taken to heart. Growing up in Cecil Lake in the Peace River region, she was a voracious reader. Now she's used her childhood in northern BC as the inspiration for not one, but two new books. One is a novel focusing on the life of a family of homesteaders. The other, a children's story taken directly from her own life. She's currently on tour in the Central Interior, and we've reached her on the road. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Caroline, let's start with your novel called Penny Loves Wade, Wade Loves Penny. It's described as a retelling of the Odyssey and the piece. What was your inspiration for this book?
It went back a long way to a classroom discussion about heroes. And everyone was coming up with, you know, the usual warriors and great souls. And somebody mentioned Ulysses. And I said, well, I think Penelope was a hero. She hung on to the land and fended off all these people for 18 years and kept the home front. And, of course, that sort of fell on deaf ears, but I filed it back and eventually started writing this story about a ranching couple who worked side by side to hang on to the land despite a lot of separation and obstacles, because like most farm and ranch couples, one or both of them have to work off the land in order to hang on to it.
Hmm. This book, I think, speaks to truly to the northern experience, or even northern love. I couldn't help think about my own parents. My dad, a fisherman who spent many months on the water every year. Friends of mine who lived the farm life, where of course their parents or their father might have had to move away to work for long periods of time. How do you think this reflects, I guess, the northern experience for many families here in northern BC?
Well, I think it's one of those things that when I was growing up, I rarely read about our life experience in the school books we were reading, and I would be excited if I saw the word Winnipeg in a story, you know. And I have always thought, you know, that's just not so. Look what's going on all around us. And I wanted also, with the Peace River being threatened again, to really mythologize the Peace River landscape, its fertility and productivity, and to honor the hardworking people who grow and look after food for hundreds and thousands of us, many of us who have no clue, you know, what sacrifices have gone into our own food.
Hmm. So many different ways to look at this book. Do you think it's more about